Well, today, of course, we are in the octave of Christmas, this beautiful season, this Christmas season in which we hear readings of the infancy of Christ and the great joy that came about because of the birth of Christ. So today we have a passage from St. Luke, and it is chapter 2, beginning about Anna the prophetess. And again, it's just a very short gospel today, but contains so many beautiful thoughts for us at this Christmas season. That this woman, Anna, she was a woman of age 84. And what we know about her is that her father was Phanuel, and then she was from the tribe of Asher, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. So St. Luke obviously put that in there for a reason, to show that she was a woman of great, obviously, Jewish heritage and great love of her own faith and nationality. But she was always waiting for the Messiah. And her years of faithfulness paid off. That's what we should learn from today's gospel, that she spent years in prayer and fasting and expectation waiting for the Messiah, and the Lord rewarded her faithfulness with great joy, because she got to hold Jesus in her arms. She got to see the Christ child. So it says here that she had been married for 7 years as a young woman, and then after her husband died, she was now 84. So she lived at least 60 years as a widow. And it says that she never departed from the temple. Whenever the temple was open, which would be from the early morning until at night, then the temple would obviously close during the night. But whenever the temple was open, she was there. She was always at church. She was the original and first church lady, because she was always there. And she was fasting and praying night and day. See, the church has always said fasting and prayer are very powerful. It's like a battery, the positive and the negative. That's where you get the juice. That's where you get the power from, the combination of both prayer and fasting. And certainly the two sides of the same coin, prayer and fasting, are very important in combination. That's why we have the season of Lent, in which we grow in holiness through prayer and fasting, the season of Advent. And it says she prayed and fasted both night and day. And it says that the Holy Spirit inspired her at that very hour. When Joseph and Mary had brought the child Jesus to Simeon, Simeon had just taken Jesus into his arms and said, now that he can die in peace, because he has gazed upon the Messiah. So it says that she came to the temple at that very hour, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And she too, of course, got to gaze upon the face of God made flesh, the Word incarnate, the eternal Word who became the incarnate Son of God, the incarnate Word, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. She got to hold him in her arms. And it says that she spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. So even at the age of 84, she became an evangelist. She became a missionary. She became an apostolic soul. She didn't keep the faith to herself, but she wanted to share her joy with others and spoke about Jesus to others. And so we see here a beautiful example of the lay apostolate, that this woman, Anna, even at age 84, was sharing her faith. What a great example that is for all of us. We're never too young, never too old to share our faith with others. I think of my dad himself is 84, and my mom's 92, still in the Legion of Mary, still, even with their health issues, struggling to go to Mass and daily Mass, as well as their Legion of Mary meeting every week and their Legion assignment at the Norristown State Hospital, visiting the patients there. Even at the age where most people are retired, they still want to serve the Lord, just like this beautiful soul, Anna the prophetess. You know, when I was reading about this, you couldn't help but think about Mrs. Coates, right? She was a church lady. She was always at church as well, very similar to Anna. I don't know how old she was, but she was probably around 84. Maybe she was 86 or 82. I forget the exact age. But when I read this and was thinking about this last night, I thought of Mrs. Coates, whose funeral is this coming Friday at 10 o'clock over at the big church. But she was a very similar kind of person, always at church. Oh, you always see her walking through town, but she was at daily mass. And she was, I'm sure, very similar to Anna, day and night, I'm sure in prayer and fasting and praying, and also sharing her faith with others, having masses said for many special people and special causes, things that she would see on the news, having masses said for those who would die suddenly in plane crashes and other things. So very similar to this woman, Anna, that we read about today in Scripture. So again, it's a beautiful episode, and I think at this Christmas season, the reason why the church gives us this is because it has to do with the joy of the birth of Christ. And we read, about the shepherds, that they were told by an angel, by angel's announcement, that Christ was born, and so the shepherds were filled with joy at seeing Jesus. Then the Magi, they were led by a star. They were filled with joy at seeing Jesus. And now today, Simeon and Anna, inspired by the Holy Spirit, filled with joy at seeing Jesus. So this long years of 84 years of prayer and fasting paid off with the great joy of getting to hold the Christ child and see him, and the fact that the Messiah was now born. And remember, they didn't keep the faith to themselves, but they shared it with others, even at their age.